You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. More than 750,000 Oregonians receive federal benefits for food through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. But funding for the program has been put on hold for nearly a month, as Congress still has not passed a federal spending bill. By November 1st, funding for SNAP will run out, and food banks are anticipating a surge in need. Here with us to talk about the issue in Oregon is OPB's Alejandro Figueroa, who covers food and agriculture. Welcome, Alejandro.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Well, can you tell us more about how the SNAP program works in Oregon and who can qualify?
Yeah, so SNAP is for people who are at or below a certain percentage of the federal poverty level. And that's an income threshold set by the federal government to determine eligibility for a lot of government assistance programs. And it's worth noting that that threshold varies by state. So like in Oregon, for example, a family of four making a monthly income of $5,200 a month or less is eligible for that program. So like on average, the SNAP monthly benefit per household in Oregon is around $300. For single people, it's far less than that, usually about half.
Okay, so you said that a family of four here in Oregon making around $5,200 a month can qualify for SNAP benefits.
Yes, correct.
Okay, and how much are those benefits per month?
So it really depends. On average, the monthly benefit for a household, so a household can be anywhere between one to however many people live in that house, it can be $300. But for a household of like a single person, usually I've seen it, it's about $180. I mean, sometimes people receive as little as $25 a month if they are a single person.
Okay, but it's there to supplement their food.
Correct.
And many rural areas of the state rely heavily on SNAP. Who would be most affected by the lapse in SNAP benefits?
Yeah, I mean, in Oregon, half of the people that participate in this program are children, seniors, and people with disabilities. And I mean, essentially in rural areas, especially in areas that tend to have a higher unemployment rate than the state or national average, you'll probably see more people affected by what's happening right now. In Josephine County, for instance, one in five people are on food stamps. I think that it will affect people that are on a fixed income more. So that tends to be seniors or people with a disability that does not allow them to work or, you know, make that some extra income.
Well, you talked to several food banks to learn more about how residents who rely on the program are preparing to lose their SNAP benefits. Here's Ryan Sherman, pantry coordinator for Portland's Northeast Emergency Food Program.
The pantry system is supposed to be an emergency solution for people falling through the cracks. If they remove the whole food safety net, the pantry system is not going to be able to handle all of the people who need the food. It's not something that people are supposed to be relying on permanently to feed their families.
Alejandro, what else did you hear from people while visiting these food banks?
Yeah, so I visited the pantry that Ryan Sherman works at. They help feed something like 14,000 people a month. And I really just wanted to know whether people coming in for food were also receiving SNAP benefits and whether they've received any notice from Oregon's Department of Human Services, because that state agency was just starting to let people know that they might not get their benefits next month because of the government shutdown. And what I heard was some people had learned about it watching the news, but some people didn't. They all did say something similar, which is they would likely visit their pantries more often if they don't have the money in their budget to buy food. And I mean, across the board, we hear food banks and pantries say this, that they're expecting to see more people and trying to figure out where to source more food. But I mean, like Ryan said earlier, the food bank system is basically supposed to be, you hear this a lot, it's supposed to be the safety net below the safety net. It's just not designed to be like this permanent source of food for people.
Well, food pantries in Oregon were already under stress even before all this happened. And then we learned that SNAP benefits may not be available in November. You said before in Josephine County, one in five residents receives SNAP benefits. Here's Josephine C., executive director of the Josephine County Food Bank.
We are shoring up as much food as we possibly can, which is slightly challenging right now because we're operating at a deficit.
Alejandro, can you tell us more about some of these pressures that food banks are facing, well, they were facing even before the government shut down, and what can they expect now?
Yeah, one main thing that they were already seeing is that they were seeing more visitors per month than they were before the pandemic. I also talked, so that interview with the Josephine County Food Bank, my colleague Bryce Dole did, because we co-reported on this, but I also spoke with other food pantries and food banks. People at Mayor and Polk Food Share, that's one of the regional food banks in Oregon, they told me that they were seeing something like 10,000 visitors a month before the pandemic, and they're now seeing almost double that amount. And on top of that, food banks in Oregon and really across the country had a bunch of truckloads worth of food that were canceled earlier this year. And those were extra deliveries that were coming in through the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And the Trump administration they cited that the Biden administration had created, quote, unsustainable expectations for this program through the USDA. And that was their reasoning for canceling it. We've heard across the board is that they're still going to have food. Those food banks are still going to have foods, but perhaps less of it for individual people or families.
Well, if the USDA is canceling deliveries and impacting the food chain, where will the food banks find partners to help them?
I think what I'm hearing right now is that you're seeing folks, nonprofits, those food banks, they're ramping up asks for donations. I've certainly seen a lot of ads on social media, and I'm sure people have seen that. But what I've also heard is when I spoke with Brian Sherman at the food pantry here in Portland is that they're likely just going to ration out the food a little bit more depending on how many visitors are seeing. And I think that's true for a lot of other food banks and pantries across the state.
So we're asking poor people in need of food assistance to tighten their belts even tighter.
That's correct.
My guest is OPB reporter Alejandro Figueroa. Alejandro, OPB has been looking into how politics have come into play in all this. Can you remind us of why this is happening?
Yeah, this is happening because Congress failed to pass what's called a short-term spending package earlier this month, basically causing the government to shut down. So that means that the federal government has yet to appropriate the hundreds of millions of dollars needed to administer SNAP in Oregon or across the country, and also just administer money for basically everything that helps the government run. And politicians on both sides of the aisle are now pointing fingers at each other about who's at fault for this. Probably seen a lot of news about it.
What are politicians here in Oregon saying about that?
For the most part, they are urging the federal government to keep funding SNAP. What I certainly keep hearing is that this specific thing, SNAP, food security has always been a partisan issue. What they're saying now is that the shutdown might be political, but SNAP certainly does not have to be.
So does the Trump administration or Congress have the ability to allocate funding to certain programs like SNAP during the shutdown?
Policy experts and lawmakers, they do say that the federal government does have the authority to allocate funding to pay for, they call it partial benefits during the shutdown. And there is, in fact, what they call contingency funding or emergency funding for SNAP for this very thing that's happening right now. But the Trump administration has basically opted not to do that, saying that this is Democrats' fault. And that has resulted, we saw this yesterday, Oregon and Washington joined a multi-state lawsuit seeking to force the Trump administration to continue the benefit payments for this program. We have heard from the Oregon Attorney General, Dan Rayfield. He issued a statement about this yesterday. He said that the federal government has the legal authority and the funds to keep SNAP running, but that, quote, refusing to do so with both illegal and deeply cruel.
So what's plan B if the federal government has decided it will not allocate the funds necessary to provide SNAP benefits? What can the state do?
So Oregon, as far as we are checking in with the state government's governor's office about this, there hasn't been any clear directive yet, but we've seen in other states, if I recall right, I mean, states like Colorado and Louisiana, they are tapping into the state's emergency funds to pay for SNAP. So basically some states are paying the SNAP benefits out of their own pockets. And you're seeing things like California, they're activating their National Guard to help out at food banks because food banks are expected to see more people and therefore be more overwhelmed. But in Oregon, we really haven't heard much of a plan yet.
Okay. Well, Congress is shut down. The government may be shut down, but Congress doesn't have to be. Congress could actually be open. The senators and the representatives could actually pass some sort of funding bill. Have we talked to any of our representatives here in Oregon about why Congress is shut down and not doing anything?
That's more so been my colleague, Bryce Stoll, who's our politics reporter, who's handled most of the conversation with politicians. I think, like White said earlier, I mean, this has certainly, for the most part, always been a partisan issue, and perhaps is being politicized by the congressional Republicans to maybe push or incentivize Democrats to pass this the funding bill to open the government again.
So even when SNAP benefits are restored, which we assume at some point they will be, there are still big changes to the program under the Trump administration. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, that's right. The big, beautiful bill basically makes it harder for people to qualify for SNAP. And just as a reminder, that bill was the Congressional Republicans' tax and spending bill that was passed earlier this year in the summer. But Republicans, when they were making those changes, they say that the program was poorly managed, wasteful, and that people are on it who shouldn't be on it. So that bill basically forces states' governments to chip in and use their own money to help fund this program. So, like, historically, states don't pay the actual money that goes into people's accounts. All of the money that goes into people's accounts on SNAP has always come from the federal government, but now they're making states pay a portion of it. These changes also added new requirements for SNAP recipients, including in rural parts of Oregon that used to be exempt. So we're already hearing people in the state being kicked off of SNAP because they either are not able to meet those work requirements or unable to meet those work requirements. Now the question is for the state is how they plan to fill the gap for federal funding for SNAP, if the plan is to fill it at all. Lawmakers plan to tackle this probably in the upcoming short legislative session. But a lot of those details, there's no really clear answer on that.
Okay, we have about 30 seconds left. But if the state is now going to supplement the SNAP income or SNAP funds, can the state also set the standards so that they aren't as restrictive as the federal government wants them to be?
Not really. They do have to follow federal law in order to administer this program. The state probably has the ability to lower the amount of people that can participate, but they do have to follow most of the federal rules.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. That's all the time we have. Thank you so much, Alejandro.
Thanks, Mike.
My guest was OPB reporter Alejandro Figueroa.